Nolte, Here's Why CNN Continues to Release Hoax Polls. By John Nolte on November 9, 2021. Like the rest of the country, I don't pay much attention to CNN anymore. The far-left outlet is so discredited, its ratings so low, they're just not much of a factor anymore. One thing about CNN that did catch my eye, though, is a series of hoax polls the basement-rated outlet released over the last few weeks. These polls are not just hoax polls. They're brazen hoax polls that make you burst out laughing on sight. The reason CNN is forced to release these polls is fascinating, but let's go over them first so you can see just how desperate CNN is. Back in September, as I noted at the time, CNN released a doozy. If you recall, this was when his fraudulency Joe Biden's poll numbers started to sink right after he abandoned hundreds of American hostages to the Taliban. Well, in order to give President Poopy Pants an artificial lift with a 52% approval rating, the frauds at CNN released a poll with a survey time of 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Most polls survey over a few days. I've never heard of a pollster going 5 weeks. Too much can happen to change public opinion over 5 weeks. You know, like a president abandoning hundreds of American hostages to the Taliban. At least half of Kalal's polling stretch was before the Afghanistan debacle, and you can bet that was deliberate. When CNN released this particular hoax poll, the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls already had Biden underwater with a 45% approval and 49% disapproval rating. CNN, however, told their viewers Biden was doing just fine with a job approval rating of 52%. 2 months later, CNN released another hoax poll. On October 7, the RCP average showed Biden with an average approval rating of 43% and a disapproval rating of 50%, a full 7 points underwater. On that same day, CNN released a hoax poll that showed Biden with a 50% approval rating and a 50% disapproval rating. President Chart is 0 points underwater. This week, CNN did it again. CNN's poll of Biden's job approval wasn't too brazen. Currently, in the RCP average, Biden's approval rating is upside down at 42.6 approve to 52% disapprove. CNN's poll has Biden at 45% approve / 54% disapprove. The real doozy in this poll comes from the generic congressional ballot. Back in August, on the generic congressional ballot, CNN had Democrats up by only 1 point, 45 to 44%. Today, though, CNN's hoax poll says Democrats actually gained favor with the public since August, lol, and are now up by a full 5 points, 49 to 44%. Even the far-left Politico shows it a tie. USA Today and Emerson have the GOP up by 8 and 7 points, respectively. So why does CNN do this? Why does CNN continue to release obvious hoax polls that only further undermine its residual credibility? Well, you have to understand what's happened to CNN. On an average night last month, CNN was only able to attract 661,000 primetime viewers. That's about half of MSNBC's average viewers and a quarter of Fox's. When a million viewers is considered the barrel bottom, and you're about 35% below that, you have a real crisis on your hands, and CNN sure does. What's more, throughout the day, CNN could only attract 487,000 total viewers, about a third of Fox News. You see, CNN is on the verge of total collapse as a cable news network. If CNN continues to shed viewers, even 15 to 20%, it's all over. So CNN has to do whatever it takes to hold on to the viewers it has. And anyone who's still watching this corrupt and dishonest outlet is, without question, a very specific kind of viewer. A leftist who only wants to hear soothing lies. After more than 5 years of fake news and audacious lies and promoting violence against Trump supporters, no one interested in facts, truth, or decency watches CNN anymore. MSNBC has its problems, but MSNBC is at least open about its left-wing biases. CNN still poses as objective. So there's simply no doubt that whoever's still subjecting themselves to CNN is someone who knows they are being lied to and wants to be lied to. CNN's few remaining viewers are a small group of not terribly bright leftists looking only for escape, happy talk, comforting lies, and a left-wing, fact-free bubble. So, by now, CNN knows that if they release and report on accurate polling for Biden and the Democrats, their residual viewers will see that as a betrayal and go someplace else. CNN's very survival depends on telling a tiny group of left-wing fascists precisely what they want to hear. Hence, one laughable CNN hoax poll after another. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.